Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders, EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
From Taylorville, championship game of the holiday tournament between the Silver Streaks and the Sterling Golden Warriors in a Western Big Six Conference non-conference rematch. Galesburg scores on the opening possession. Jalen McCants wins the tip. Eric Price gives it off to Jalen, and he plays the point on the opening possession. Finds Eric down low, and he fakes a move under the basket like he's going right on the up and under, and then stops, plants, turns the other direction for the easy little flip from the low blocks on the left side.
Very good inside, Eric is.
Inside pass and a shot over the basket by Noel Aponte. Weak side rebound by Riley Milan. Set the lineups here. Dribble drive by Dre in from the left side for the basket. And the Streaks come out with
and
the first 4 points
of the game.
And one
of my keys here is that we got to get out in transition with care. And there we did it perfectly and got an easy basket.
Voss with a missed three-pointer. Alex Egyptiaco with another rebound. Trevor Voss, Cooper Willman, Isaiah Yarbrough, Noel Aponte, and Trevor Jordan, 6'5 junior. Jordan for Sterling. Streaks start the same five. Price up top. Riley squares for three. Milan three off the back iron. Eric with the offensive rebound. Put back, rolls off. Another chance at it, and that one goes through. And a timeout called by Sterling as Ryan Vasquez is not happy with the energy that his team has brought out compared to what the Streaks have started on a 6-0 burst in the first 95 seconds.
And the Streaks in each one of these tournament games have come out with great energy, great focus, jumped off to a big lead, or a good lead, I should say. And that's an important thing to do. We've set the tone right off the bat here. And done a great job here of being ready to go at the opening tip.
Let's talk about a couple of your other keys to the game. You gave us one. What else are you looking for here tonight?
You know, we talked about that what they do well, we don't do so well, and vice versa. Us getting out in transition, they don't get back. We have to get back in transition because they do the same thing. They get up and go. We've got to make sure that we stop their little runs and spurts. They're very good at that. Limit them as much as we can. And then, again, stop their dribble drives and their cutters, which has been an issue for us the entire tournament.
Trevor Jordan on the right side. He's the 6'5 junior, 6'5, about 250. On the left side, this is Cooper Willman with it. Willman was the starting quarterback for that terrific Sterling football team. They got knocked out by St. Rita, which went to the state championship game, losing to Rochester. This is Jordan with it on the left side. He's guarded by Jalen McCants. Dribbles into the lane, goes to the right side, misses it. Alex rebound with the second rebound. Streaks push it into the front court. Now they'll slow things down as Sterling gets back defensively. Eric Price around a couple screens set out high, dribbles to the left side, picks up his dribble. Riley coming out for it. Loose ball created, and it's Voss who fends off Milan, lays it up at the other end with a runout.
And he just out-muscled Riley there and got that one and got a layup on the other end.
First basket of the game for Sterling, 6-2, as we're 2.5 minutes into this championship game. Price on the right wing, around the screen, finds an opening in the lane. Ball knocked loose, second turnover by the Streaks, and a foul called. And it's going to be a foul against Sterling, so not a turnover. And they're going to call that on Jordan, I think. Yep.
Yes, on Jordan there. Got him with a body there on that drive by Eric. Eric aggressive again to the rim there. And a unique matchup there by Jordan, with Jordan, the big kid, on Eric Price.
On the inbound, into the corner to Eric. Thought about the three, skips it to the outside, Dre Egyptiaco. Dre works his way back up toward the right elbow. Now dribbles left up top. Jalen comes out high for the pass. Here's Eric with it on the left wing. Dribbles around the screen. Jordan fights through it. Up top to Alex Egyptiaco. Now Milan on the right side. Dribbles up top. McCants comes out for the pass again. Drea Gypsyako on the left side. Between the legs with the dribble. Briefly mishandled it. Keeps it. Here's Jalen down low. Spin move. Soft up with it. Comes up short. Gets his own offensive rebound. Strong back up, and that one rolls off the rim. And the rebound, Trevor Jordan. Sterling down 6-2 with the ball. Willman swinging around right side into the corner. Isaiah Yarborough for three. Missed it. And Jalen comes flying in for the rebound. His second of the game. On the right side, Milan. Up top, Jalen. Love the move that Jalen made down here to get between two defenders on his second chance. Now he leans into the lane, spins to the right side. He's going to get called for traveling. Second Galesburg turnover, 6-2. Galesburg got off to a burst. Sterling called timeout, and the Streaks have gone 2 minutes without scoring now.
And see a little bit better defense on the ball, on Jalen there as well as on Eric there, where it's a little bit tougher to get inside and get freed up to get your move. And there, Jalen just tried to do too much. And that's a good turnover there that we'll take.
First turnover of the game on Sterling, with Price guarding defensively on Willman on the far side of the court. We've talked about Jalen McCants and how he's moving up the all-time scoring list at Galesburg High School. He comes into this game 21st on the all-time list with 13 points tonight. He would pass Scott Kelly for 20th all-time.
A former teammate of mine, and what a super player Scott Kelly was.
And now we've got a timeout.
And they're looking at Eric or something.
That's what
I don't
know
if he got, you know, a little elbow or some kind of shot to the mouth. No, it looks like they're working on his shoes. And I can't tell what happened there with his shoes, but he looks like he's getting them laced back up again, and they're okay.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought the timeout was just to clear something up with Eric and to get him
he's
out of the game.
He's changing shoes.
But the Streaks are taking a timeout as a result, so we can thank one of our sponsors here, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week. Steve and I traveling in a 2018 Nissan Kicks SR. List price just under $19,000. We had it at a little over 13,000 miles on it. Should still be under $14,000. And when you get it back home, I don't know, maybe early tomorrow morning, depending on how late this one goes here tonight. It does qualify as a part of the certified pre-owned fleet, qualifies for that great lifetime warranty that's available on all new vehicles and qualified certified pre-owned vehicles. We invite you to test drive the Nissan Kicks SR at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Streaks with a 6-2 lead. Entry pass to Jalen down low, and he lost the ball off his leg.
Just
out of
bounds. Just tried to rush his move there. Just settle down and be who you are. Jalen's plenty good enough to just be who he is, not get out of what he does well.
Now Eric back into the game as Drea Gypsyako will get a breather. Dalen Ellington is on the floor for the Streaks. He came in for Price during that timeout. And it'll be Noah Lapanti bringing it across midcourt. Willman on the right side. Voss up top, curling around left to right. They keep it on the perimeter to Lapanti. Had a brief opening. Steps inside the arc. Gets it back out to Willman. Now Jordan on the left side. The 6'5 junior way outside, but he will shoot it from time to time. Voss goes around Ellington. Riley comes over with a block, but the foul on Ellington on the floor will be his first.
And Ellington got beat there on that dribble drive, which is, again, we want to limit. And you don't only want to limit a dribble drive to the basket for a score, but it can be a kick out for a three, and that can also, you know, obviously get you in big trouble there.
Halfway through the first quarter, 6-3, as Trevor Voss knocks down the free throw. His third point, all free Sterling points to Voss. Into the game, John Paul Schilling, a 5'10 freshman for Sterling, and he takes the place of Aponte, who sits down. Aponte, just a junior, will be back for another year as well. Second free throw good. It's now 6-4, Galesburg by two.
And Brad, Coach Hart talked about that this is a better game, more suited to Ellington's skill set here tonight in a full court, man-to-man transition type game.
Alex, right side, Riley Milan on the wing. Riley dribbles once, entry pass to Jalen. Low post, kicks it back out on the high-low. Riley using the screen, goes into the lane, goes right to left, gets bumped, slips and travels with it. Four turnovers on the Silver Streaks. This has been, you heard us in the pregame, this has been a problem for the Streaks in this tournament. High number of turnovers, and they've got four to just one for Sterling.
Just trying to do a little too much there. And Willman doing a great job on Jalen. He's their star quarterback and a very good defender. A lot of savvy to him.
The freshman Schilling against the sophomore Ellington on the far side of the court. Now back to the left side, it goes Yarborough with it. Isaiah Yarborough up top to Voss, who has all 4 points. Into the right corner, Jordan. He shoots that three, and he hits.
And they're capable, Brad, of having all five players on the floor shoot that three ball.
For the first time this tournament, the Silver Streaks trail. They have led from start to finish of every game and now are behind 7-6 after scoring the first seven of the game. Daylon Ellington on the outside, steps up to the arc, still with a left-hand dribble, works his way left. Jalen on the outside. Into the left corner, Price. Thought about squaring up. Up top it goes to Alex Egyptiaco. Now gives it back to Eric. He'll shoot the long three off the back iron. Rebound weak side, Trevor Voss. Streaks in a funk here right now. Trailing by one. Dribble drive down the lane, and they attack, and Yarbrough finishes it off with a layup. Nine in a row by the Golden Warriors.
And this is where we need to limit their runs. We're going to set a little high ball screen here to free up Jalen.
There's a screen by Eric. Jalen goes in from the left side, scoops
it up,
spins it off the glass.
Great move to the rim there.
9-8, first points of the game for Jalen McCann. Streaks down one.
Good play call there by Coach Hart to free up Jalen there with that high ball screen, giving room to operate.
Yarbrough with it on the right side. Long three and a long rebound off the back iron into the hands of McCann. Streaks trying to regain the lead here, down 9-8, under 2 minutes to go first quarter. McCants, crossover dribble, going in from the left side, poked free by Schilling. Streaks turn it over fifth time, leading a three-on-one break. In scoop, right side, Yarbrough missed it. McCants locked onto the fourth rebound of the game, and they missed an opportunity there. Jalen into the front court, bounces it, threads it through the lane, intercepted, knocked out of bounds by Sterling. Back comes Dre into the game, also back in for Sterling. Noel Aponte, Daylon Ellington sits down.
Right now, our guys are just trying to do too much, Brad. You can see that. They're trying to force a few things, go a little bit faster than what's under control, and hopefully we settle in here and just be who we are.
Milan, the lob out high to Dre Egyptiaco, going against the freshman Schilling. Between the legs of the dribble, Dre works his way left, hands off to Eric. Between the legs of the dribble, trying to post up Jordan, gets inside the free throw line, fouled from the backside as he did the duck up and under and got around Jordan, and Jordan fouled him from the backside, his second foul.
And Eric was out on the perimeter that time, and he's going to be a difficult matchup for Jordan there when he's out there 15 to 20 feet from the basket and can create some things there, and he got a foul out of that.
Donovan Jones, a 6'2 junior, will check in for Jordan, waiting at the sideline to sit down with that second foul, a minute 24 to go in this first quarter.
And that could be a real key there on how long he has to sit there, because he brings a lot to the table on both ends of the floor.
Eric seemed to concentrate on that free throw a little bit,
and we talked
more
a little
intently
bit.
There.
We talked a little bit there out there, and he felt like, you know, and we talked, his mechanics were good, and just getting a little bit more arch on a shot, and I think he self-corrected that, and he's good to go here, because if he gets his elbow going up and out with those good mechanics, it's pretty much a surety.
Tie ball game, minute 24 to go first quarter. Second one rattles around and drops through. As we've covered throughout this tournament, Eric came into this tournament better than 90% from the free throw line. He comes into this game dropping down to 67% because of the trouble he's had shooting free throws in the first four games of this tournament. Streaks by one, 10-9, approaching 1 minute to go in the quarter. Jumper by Willman inside the free throw line. Streaks left him open, and he hit it.
He's very good at being able to create a shot with that little mid-range with that quick first step he's got, and to get a little pound dribble and pull up and get that good pull-up.
11-10, Sterling back on top by one. Price works his way to the left side, again guarded by Donovan Jones into the game for Trevor Jordan. Eric's going to loft the long three and drained it. Eric from the left wing has nine in the quarter, streaks back on top, 13-11.
There again, getting back in transition.
Boss to answer, top of the arc, missed it. Jalen McCants grabs onto his fifth rebound. McCants will bring it across midcourt, 30 seconds to go first quarter. Streaks by two, looking for more here, 13-11. On the left side, Eric squared up like he was going to do it again. Holds on to the shot this time. Jalen steals a look at the clock with 22 seconds to go. Willman comes out to put the pressure on Jalen. He starts to dribble, backs up into the corner. The count is underneath. Now Jalen works his way up. Willman backs off down to 10 seconds to go. Jalen works around a screen. Reversal back to Eric. Eric steps
top
back.
Shot
long
there.
Three off the rim. Rebound underneath. Aponte comes out with it. Throws it into the front court, but they can't get off a final shot. After one quarter at Taylorville, championship game. Streaks lead Sterling 13-11. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's that's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter gone at Taylorville. Silver Streaks leading the Golden Warriors of Sterling 13-11. Silver Streaks will start on defense here in the second quarter. Up top, this is Schilling, the freshman, left side over to Voss.
It was very impressive. A lot of moxie, a lot of poise.
Noah Lapointe with it on the right wing in front of the Galesburg sideline. No look pass to Voss on the inside. He caught Dre Egyptiaka with a step behind and a foul. First of the game on Dre. That'll put Voss right back at the free throw line.
Brad, there's that cut to the basket, and if you trail, you're dead.
Just underway, second quarter, 13-11 Silver Streaks. Galesburg trailed for a portion of the first quarter. First time this entire tournament they've been behind. Or I should say, first time they haven't even had the lead. Streaks haven't even been so much as tied in this tournament until this game here tonight. And that's not a surprise. We could have predicted ahead of that was not a trend that was not going to continue. Voss misses the second free throw. McCants pulls down his sixth rebound already. He's out-rebounded Sterling all by himself so far in this game. Price up top around a double screen. Works his way to the left. Schilling goes under the screen, guarding him out high. Now Milan leaves off for Dre Egyptiaka. To the left wing, it goes to Jalen. Ball on the floor, working his way in on Willman.
Beautiful.
With the up and under, steps to the basket.
Beautiful up and under there. Great ball fake, got him off the ground, scored it.
4 points for McCants. Streaks lead by three, 15-12. Willman on the left wing, dribbles once, kicks it up top to Voss. To the right side over to Schilling. Aponte also into the game, along with, who am I missing? Oh, Isaiah Yarbrough. Again, if you're just joining us, Trevor Jordan, the 6'5 junior, is on the bench with two fouls. He picked up his second personal at the 1:24 mark of the first quarter. Voss on the outside trying to shake and bake on Alex, but he can't get free, so he passes it to Willman on the outside. Now the left side, it goes to Yarbrough. Pump fake, dribble drive, through two defenders, throws it up and scoops it in. Got in front of the basket, one-handed it up and in with the right hand. 15-14, Streaks by one. Dre Egyptiaka into the front court, looking over. Again, the Streaks set those two high screens. Dre dribbles around the left. Riley pops out from
shot
down
there.
Low. Found an opening in the lane, takes it all the way, but got blocked. Schilling with a rebound for Sterling, pushing it into the front court. Streaks get back defensively, though. Aponte, left side Voss, swinging around to the left side Yarbrough. Now back up top to Voss. Back right, it goes to Schilling in front of the Galesburg bench. Approaching the six-minute mark of the second quarter, one-point Galesburg lead. Championship of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Sterling has played for the title all 4 years they've been down here. They lost last year to host Taylorville. Schilling with a three at the top. Oh, what a rebound by Jalen. With his momentum taking away from the ball, he reached behind him and locked onto it. His seventh rebound.
Length and athleticism there.
Dre around a screen. Free throw. Up and in off the back iron, though. Rebound. Schilling comes out with it. Streaks missed a chance there. Dre had a good open look at it. Kicking into the corner. Left side three by Willman. Air ball. Weak side rebound. Dre Egyptiaka. Into the front court. Left side. Price pulls up. Short on the 17-footer. Rebound tipped out. Chased down by Aponte.
Both teams expending a lot of energy here in this full court game right now.
Same thought. So, Aponte will slow it down, walking it across midcourt. Keeping in mind, it's a fifth game in 3 days for both of those teams, and the most intensity that they will need to have in this tournament. Sterling has been a little more challenged than the Silver Streaks have, but still, you look at their final scores, and they really opened up that game against Dunlap last night, which was a tight ball game in the third quarter. Three-pointer tipped out by Riley Milan after the miss, and a nice job by Alex to hang on to it without slipping and falling down.
And that was a good job by Riley.
Eric into the front court, gives it to Jalen. High post back behind him. Price for three from
good
the
basketball.
Corner, hits it.
Good basketball there. Good sequence.
12 and a half for Eric Price. Streaks lead by four, 18-14. On the left side, Yarbrough. Bounce pass and the give to Willman. In the lane, tries the over on Eric Price, but he missed it. And Dre from the backside comes up with a rebound. Driving down the lane, Egyptiaka with a scoop and the basket and a foul. What an aggressive, hard move by Dre. Coast to coast on the rebound and the basket at the other end.
Good defense, good rebound. Got up the floor in transition and attacked the goal. Everything you want, and why we're a good transition team there.
Trevor Voss with the foul. And Dre will go to the free throw line where he has struggled. His free throw shooting woes well documented by us, if nothing else.
And there is his practice there, is getting his elbow going up and out, and when he executes, it gets a little flat. That's better.
That looked good. He knocked it down. 5 points and a half for Dre Egyptiaka. Streaks push the lead to seven now at 21-14. Their biggest lead of this first half. The foul, by the way, was on Trevor Voss's first. And the third team foul on Sterling.
Some fresh troops out with Ellington and Harden. Now we got to dig in here in the half court and get a stop.
McCants, Price, and Alex Egyptiaka stay on the floor. Jordan back into the game for Sterling as well, playing with those two fouls. Up top, Yarbrough trying to get around Dalen. Dribble drive, got the basket, and he got around him. Well, as soon as Dalen came on the court, they went right after him, didn't they?
Went right after him, and the same thing that happened to him last time in his matchup. He didn't get on the right hand. They drove it with a right hand right to the rim, and then got a foul, too, have a chance for three-point play.
6 points for Isaiah Yarbrough. Well, they actually gave the foul on DeMarco Harden, his first, and Yarbrough finishes off the three-point play. 21-17, Silver Streak's lead is down to four. Price and McCants in the backcourt. It'll be Jalen bringing it across midcourt with Willman picking him up defensively there. Far side of the court, Jalen brings it up in front of the scoring table. Dribble drive down the lane. Contact gets the shot up short. The two-shot foul will put him at the free throw line. Jalen looking for just his sixth point of the first half.
Doing a good job here in this last part of the half of recognizing his opportunities there. Trying a little too hard early. Now he's settled down and he's evaluated the situation he's in each possession. And starting to be very productive.
And took it right at Trevor Jordan, who picks up his third foul. He wasn't on the floor even a minute. And credit to Jalen for recognizing that situation. Taking it right at him, initiating the third foul on Jordan. Fourth team foul on Sterling, so three of those four team fouls on one player. And Jalen to the free throw line knocks down the first free throw with the second one coming.
Excellent basketball acumen that really matters.
6 points in the half. 6-point lead for the Silver Streaks, 23-17, as McCants hits both. This is Aponte bringing it across midcourt. Left side it goes over to Voss, trying to go around Ellington. Reverses direction to the right. Dalen stays with him. Now to the outside, Donovan Jones. Goes around Jalen, kicks it into the corner. Out to Yarbrough for three. Way off the mark.
Good rotation by the Streaks.
Flat-footed rebound by Eric Price. Streaks into the front court. Here's Dalen. Pulls it back out. Leaves it off for Price in front of us. Poked away by Sterling. First turnover by the Streaks in the second quarter. Six for the game. Right side, Voss open for three. In and out. Rebound underneath Dalen Ellington. Tough break for Sterling there. Streaks aren't crying over it, though. Leading by six, approaching the three-minute mark of the first half. On the left side, Alex. Now into the corner goes to Dalen. Dalen drives, scoops it out. This is Harden right in front of us. Shoots the three off the front iron. Weak side rebound, Noel Aponte, his third board of the game.
Good ball movement, wide open three, just didn't get the drop.
Into the right corner. Kick back out into the hands of Willman. Now up top it goes to Noel Aponte. 2:45 to go for the half. Streaks lead by six, 23-17. Dunlap got a three-pointer at the buzzer to defeat Taylorville in the game prior to us for third place. Pull up by Willman, well off
good
the mark.
Good defense there. Good challenge contest.
McCants with his eighth rebound. Jalen into the front court. Eric Price on the left side. Swings the ball down low. Now up top it goes to Alex Egyptiaka. Alex gives it off to Eric. Head and shoulder fake over to Jalen. What's Jalen going to do with it? He puts the ball on the floor going right, left. Now right again. Kick out to the outside. Driving into the lane, Alex Egyptiaka. Good defense by Sterling. Streaks after reset on the outside. Eric with a pull-up jumper. High post off the mark. Rebound Trevor Voss.
Matchup. Get back in transition.
Thought the Streaks may have settled for a shot there. Now a foul on the floor. Dalen Ellington, as Trevor Voss took it right to him on the outside. I gave Dalen a second foul earlier. That will be his second foul this time.
And these are, again, learning situations for Dalen. They're going to pay off. Sometimes it's the school of hard knocks. as a sophomore coming into a game like this where highly contested, a lot of skilled players offensively on the other ball club. He's learning great ability.
14 fouls each, under 2 minutes to go. First half, Silver Streaks lead by six, 23-17. On the left side, Yarbrough working against DeMarco Harden. Starts the dribble, working his way toward the top of the arc from left to right. Gives to Willman, right back to Yarbrough. Around the screen, out of the left side, reversal back. It goes into the hands of Voss. Well, face guarding by Alex Egyptiaco, pass goes back out high. Dre Egyptiaco also back into the game, along with Price, McCants, and DeMarco Harden. Yarbrough with it on the right wing, about 6 feet behind the arc. Gets it to Voss. Quick shot from the corner, missed it. Rebound on the run, Jalen McCants. He's got 9 boards in the game. Now he slows things down into the front court. Drives into the lane, contact, and a blocking foul on Willman, who was backpedaling, trying to draw the charge. And it'll be a foul on the floor, not a shooting foul. First of the game on Willman, 5 team fouls on Sterling.
Little hesitation dribble there, then turned it on, and Willman couldn't get back in front. And got a block on it. Nice move again by Jalen McCants to the rim.
1:16 to go in the first half. Silver Streaks again with a 6-point lead, 23-17. They've led by as many as 7 in this first half. Sterling's biggest lead is 3. These two teams have battled throughout this whole tournament, both going 4-0 coming into this championship game. Some of Sterling's games, as we indicated a little bit ago, a little closer, a little tighter contested, but ultimately they end up pulling away and have won big, not to the extent that the Streaks have, but Sterling's had their fair share of running clock games in this tournament as well, as these two teams out of the Western Big Six meet up for the title. And they are going to give Jalen a shooting foul. I thought he was just dribbling toward the basket. But
I thought so too, but he threw the shot up, which is what you want to do there to see if you can sell the two-shot foul there, and he did that.
So he knocks down the free throw. Back to a 7-point lead, 24-17.
Always in doubt, throw that shot up and try to sell it to the official. There it worked, and he's going to have, like I said, a two-shot and a two-point opportunity.
Knocks them both down. He's got 8 points in the half. Silver Streaks have their biggest lead at 8, 25-17. Quickly into the front court. A drive by Schilling from the right side. Blocked from the backside by McCants. Right back to Schilling. Trapped on the baseline, and Ryan Vasquez calls timeout. Bailed his freshman out, who was trapped by 2 Silver Streaks along the baseline. A full timeout with 1:07 to go in the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. Up 8 on Sterling on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If trading in your car for a nicer, newer one at Galesburg Toyota has even entered your head, you gotta do it before January 1st. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why the rush, Tony? Because that's when the new state of Illinois car trade-in tax takes effect. So instead of paying no sales tax on your car's trade-in value like you do now, after January 1st, you'll pay sales tax on any trade-in value above $10,000. You still have time, but the window is closing. So hurry in and take advantage of no sales tax on your trade-in while you still can. I'm GM Tony Batson. Trade local, trade with confidence, trade in your car at Galesburg Toyota.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief. Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
67 seconds to go in the second quarter. Championship game at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg leading Western Big Six Conference rival, 25-17. Dunlap edged Taylorville for the third place game. Back in for the Silver Streaks. Same 5 who went to the bench during that Sterling timeout. Schilling will inbound. Cutter to the left side to Voss. Missed the shot. Rebound fought for. Voss got it back. Threw it up toward the basket. Ball tipped out of bounds by Sterling. Two point blank shots. And they got an offensive rebound out of it. And Sterling comes up missing a big opportunity.
And again, he was under duress there and had to force it in a hurry, but he worked hard at it, and we're grateful he didn't convert there.
So the Streaks looking for their first double-digit lead of this game. Up top, this is Dre Egyptiaco. Step back, picks up his dribble. Now it goes under the outside to Eric Price. Far side of the court, Dre looking on the inside. Up top it goes to Eric, puts the ball on the floor, skips it out. Here's Alex cutting through the lane and pulls it back out.
Be a big hook here if we get the last shot and score it.
Down to 30 seconds to go. Dre sneaks a look over to head coach Ryan Hart. They're going to try and hold this for the final shot. It looks like they are now as Eric pulls the ball back out toward midcourt. Guarded by Isaiah Yarbrough.
Maybe some kind of penetration here. Get to the rim or a dump off here.
Down to 13 seconds.
Going to run an ISO here for Jalen.
Up top it goes. Here's Jalen down the right side. Reversal back up top. Now he gets it into the hands of Eric. Juggled it. Eric into the lane. Finds an opening. Up and in.
Wonderful.
From the right side with a
Wonderful.
Second to go. Up top. And Sterling can't get off a final shot. They ran the final minute off the first half clock. Eric got a penetration drive with a basket right in front of the hoop. And the Streaks take a 10-point lead into the locker room, 27-17. Take
Great
a timeout.
Finish.
Come back. Take a look at the first half stats. And, of course, a word from the coaching staff when Galesburg comes out of the locker room and assistant coach Chad Thompson. 27-17 Silver Streaks. 10-point lead over Sterling at the championship of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yim in Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at YIM and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at YIM Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. Time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt. Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks lead at halftime, 27-17 over the Sterling Golden Warriors championship game at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Hope you've enjoyed all of the high school basketball tournament coverage throughout the last 3 days. Five games for the Galesburg girls, taking fifth place at Mattoon, going 3-2. Silver Streaks boys playing for a title here at Taylorville. And not a bad first half, Steve. And people might be, you know, with the margin of victory that the Streaks have had in this tournament, I mean, the uninitiated might be tuning in thinking, 10-point lead, that's all, must not be playing very well. I think overall the Streaks have played pretty well, especially defensively.
When you look at this after evaluating, getting sit back here for a second and think about what happened and your observations, looking at the stat sheet as well, I thought we played a very, very good half, and it got better as the half went on. Defensively, we really locked down Sterling there in the second quarter. I mean, they only made two shots from the field, and they shot the ball 13 times. Again, most of those shots were under duress, or we made them hurry, or we made them shoot out of where they're comfortable at. So and out rebounded them, doubled up again with that. They're such a good shooting three-point shooting team. They were only 1 for 11 there. So again, lots and lots of good things the Streaks did, especially on the defensive end there. And again, we're very good here in the half court as well. Yeah, and identified and recognized where we needed to go and when we needed to do it.
I think if you can hold this team to 17 points and a half, you're doing something.
Done
right,
a good job.
Sure. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Let's start off with those team numbers. You kind of hit on a couple of them already, Steve.
Yeah, Streaks 2 out of 6 with a 3-ball, and again, making good decisions there. 9 out of 20 from the field for 45%. A good job, again, as we said, getting enough shots off, getting them in the right places by the right guys. And again, the real key defensively, what we did to them, 6 out of 24 for 25%, and they were only 1 for 11 for 9% from three-point range. Again, out-rebounded them 21-10, limiting them to one shot for the most part, and then us getting a number of second-chance points down here on the other end. Turnovers, we early had a number of turnovers as we just tried to do too many things. But after that, we really settled down. Only had one turnover in the second period, six total. And again, Sterling in a full court game that is very, very fast-paced. They've only committed one turnover in the entire half. So
incredible.
Well played by two really fine basketball teams.
Free throws, Sterling 4 out of 5. Silver Streaks 7 out of 7. Take a break here. And again, I don't want to overlook this either. Sterling 0 for 10 from three-point range. This is a team that's been lighting it up down here through certainly the first 3.5 games. They have gone scoreless so far from three-point range. So that's a big part of this first half as well in favor of the Silver Streaks. Take a break. Come back. Look at the individual scoring. Get a word from the coaching staff as well when assistant coach Chad Thompson comes out of the locker room. 27-17 Streaks over Sterling at the break. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
The official WGIL forecast, showers, possibly a thunderstorm tonight with areas of fog. Temperatures rising to near 59. That'll be the high tomorrow with a chance of showers returning late in the afternoon. Showers before midnight tomorrow night, otherwise cloudy, a low of 31. Cloudy and breezy Monday with wind gusts near 30 miles an hour, a high of 35. Tuesday, cloudy and breezy with those same wind gusts and a high of 33. Right now it's 53 degrees at WGIL.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you could win cash. Pick one up today at the Grandview Restaurant on Grand Avenue in Galesburg. Full details at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks over Sterling in the championship game at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go courtside. Steve Cheeseman with Chad Thompson.
We're back here at halftime, the championship game of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Streaks have a 27-17 lead over rival Sterling here. Coach, as the half wore on, we got better and better. What are the things that you guys identified in there that you're pleased with, and what are some of the things you want to address as we start this second half?
I think very pleased with the overall effort. 5 games in 2.5 days is a huge feat for both teams. They're both tired. They're both playing through. I thought we really did a good job. We were dealing with some cramping before the game, mentally tough, playing right through it. They're kind of doing that same thing they did last night, just being tough, playing physical, getting up and down, changing the pace, even when they're not scoring this time like they were last time. So very happy there. Not very happy with our transition defense. Luckily, Sterling's been missing some threes in the open court. We got to make sure that's shored up. And our shot selection can help dictate that, too. Better shots lead for better rebound opportunities, better makes. Does let them get out and run.
You know, and we talked about that, not identifying and marking people in transition. But in the half court, you've really done a good job. You're bumping cutters. You're challenging shots. You're doing all those things. They were only 2 out of 13 in the second period, only 6 out of 24 from the field, and only hit one, I think, or none from the three-point line. So really pleased there, Archer.
Absolutely. That's just buying our system. I mean, it's called bumping cutters. It's something we've done for the last 12 years.
We
bump cutters. We're going to play physical. We're going to make you call that foul, really, is what it comes down to. We were ingrained in that in 2009. And these guys are really translating that right now into our game, and it's really pleased to see.
Seeing really growth. Let's go home and get this. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Our thanks, as always, to assistant coach Chad Thompson joining us coming out of the locker room for a little perspective from the locker room, what the coaches discussed with the team and what their plan is for the second half. Individual scoring in the first two quarters. Isaiah Yarbrough led Sterling with 7. Trevor Voss had 5. He knocked down, well, He only knocked down one field goal. He was one of seven shooting in the first half. Three of his 5 points came at the free throw line. Trevor Jordan had three, but he got in foul trouble, and Cooper Willman had the other two for the Golden Warriors. For the Silver Streak, Derek Price, the leading scorer in the first half, double digits with 14. Jalen McCants had 8 points, nine rebounds for the Silver Streaks. Andrea Gypsyako had five. So not a lot of individual scoring. And, boy, how about that very thorough recap by Chad Thompson after your first question? He takes after his coaching mentor right there,
I'll
Steve.
Tell you
nicely
what,
done.
Chad and Dalton and, of course, Coach Hart, he's just an impressive young man as a person, an impressive young man as a coach. The sky's the limit here. He's already a terrific coach and going to get better and better. So proud of watching these guys and what a great job they've done and how they're going to continue to get better and better. Just a terrific job.
Streaks open the second half with the ball and a 10-point lead, 27-17. They can hang on to this lead. We'll try to get a picture of the team with their trophy afterward as well. It's not many people here to support them, so we'll try to provide the family picture that people are going to want with all their kids with the trophy. Here's Eric with a dribble down low, kicks it out through the hands of Dre, but he chases it down in front of us before he goes out of bounds. Now Dre with the dribble to the left side. Pulls it up top, dribbles around a man, works his way to the right side. Now finds an opening into the lane, kicks it out. Alex, he finds an opening in the lane. Right back to brother Dre in from the right side with the lay-in.
And created by the penetration there that allowed that opportunity. Great job by the brothers.
Little back and forth play between the two of them. Quick jumper at the other end, won't go down. How about Alex getting down low for his fourth rebound in this game? And the Streaks trying to build on a 12-point lead here. A dribble drive in from the right side.
Great
tip up by Riley Milan and in. Ball just hung off the rim and fell off, and Riley tipped it up with the left hand.
First 3 minutes are always important of the game and in the half, and especially here, and we're off to a great start with it.
First minute in, Streaks build the lead to 14. Yarborough up top, right side. Willman squares for three. Good-looking shot, and he knocked it down. That's the first three-pointer in the game for Sterling. 31-20. They're now 1-for-11 from behind the arc. First minute 20 of the third quarter. Streaks have added to the lead. They're up 11 here. Up top it goes to Alex Egyptiaco. Alex works his way right, stops at the high post, pulls it back out. Looking interior for somebody, it's Jalen McCants who's got it. Jalen dribbles out to the right side, now at the high post. Back into the hands of Alex. Now back up top to Dre. Into the right corner it goes Riley Milan. Lob on the inside to Jalen. Triple team gives it over to
great
Alex
pass.
Driving in for a layup and a foul. Jalen drew a triple team down low on the right side. Alex cut in for the left. With the feed, the lay-in, and a chance at a three-point play.
And again, great recognition by Jalen there, knowing that his man that was guarding Dre there is coming off on him, and he can find him on the other end.
Alex to the free throw line, trying to finish off the end. One off the back iron and drops through.
And correction, yes, Alex.
34-20, Streaks regain their biggest lead of the game. Up 14, not quite 2 minutes into the third quarter. Up top, a dribble drive. Aponte cut off of the high post. Back up top, Trevor Jordan squares for three. Streaks let him shoot it. He missed it. And the rebound on the floor goes to Alex Egyptiaco, his fifth rebound of the game. Dre drives it into the front court. Stops at the free throw line. Goes right. Cut off. Scoops it out. Alex into the penetration. Tries to dish it over to Jalen. Tipped away by Cooper Willman, and a big steal by Sterling. Up top, Willman squares for three. Airballs it under the basket. Jordan scrambled for the rebound, gets it to Willman high up and in off the glass.
That's just a tough. We didn't read where that ball came off. It came off funny and created that opportunity there for Sterling as it came off the rim there. Straight down.
Offensive rebound. Streaks out rebounded Sterling, as you heard Steve say at halftime. 21-10 in the first half, but that was a big offensive rebound. Second chance for Sterling. Down a dozen as we approach the five-minute mark of the third quarter. Title game at Taylorville. Jalen to the right side. Trying a little hesitation dribble. Leaves it off to the baseline to Alex. Alex dribbles it back out to the far sideline. Looks over the defense. Up top it goes to Dre Egyptiaco. Dre dribbles left. Around a screen. Down the lane. Up with the left hand. Too strong. Alex weak side. Rebound put back.
Boy, the brothers are really, really working it inside right now.
Six rebounds for Alex Egyptiaco. 36-22. He's got five in the game. Up top, Jordan puts the ball on the floor, now kicks it back out behind him, Yarborough. Voss trying to go around Alex, cuts it out. Yarborough up top for three, hits it.
That's just good execution there. We played good defense there, and tip your cap there.
That's Sterling's bread and butter, that three-point basket. It could get it back into this game in a hurry. They've knocked down two in the second half after going 0 for in the first half. 4:20 to go, third quarter. Streaks lead by 11, 36-25. Up top, Dre. He'll try the left side of the lane again. Cut off this time. Back out it goes to Riley Milan on the wing. Dribbles left to right to the top of the arc. Now an intended pass over for Jalen. Batted away by Sterling. Eight Gillsburg turnovers. Willman into the front court. Fires it into the left corner to Aponte. He'll square for three. And off the back iron, rebound over to Dre Egyptiaco. Streaks dodged a bullet there. Aponte had a good open look at it. Streaks still lead by 11.
And that's that transition defense that Coach and we've talked about over here. Matching up, finding shooters, finding people in that transition defense.
Eric from the right wing up top. It goes to Dre Egyptiaco. Now to the left side, Alex. Jordan giving him plenty of room to operate. He passes it into the left corner to Riley Milan. Milan between the legs of the dribble. Now down low. Eric goes baseline in from the left side. Hangs on the rim but falls off. And Jordan comes up with a rebound. Here comes Sterling. Yarbrough drives into the lane right to left. Leaves it off to Jordan. Too strong in the layup. Gets his own rebound put back.
This is a situation here where we want to try to limit their run.
Yep. Came off a miss at the other end. That gets the Gillsburg lead down to 9. As we approach the 3-minute mark of the third quarter, a little 5-point run by Sterling. Bounce pass, Dre down to the baseline to Eric, where he just missed a left side runner, and he pulls it back up top to Alex. Streaks have not substituted, neither has Sterling here in the third quarter. Fifth game in 3 days, and all the starters going at it head-to-head.
Boy, they're really being gutty. Both teams are giving it everything they have.
Milan on the left wing, 2:45 to go, third quarter. Now Eric into the left corner. Price dribbles it left to right, working his way back toward the top of the arc, leaves it off for McCants. Jalen swings the ball down low, dribbles to the right high post, can't find an opening, gives it
like
back to the outside.
Here, our discipline.
Here's Jalen, step back three from the wing, a little bit short, and the rebound left on the floor for Jordan to pick up. That's what Sterling wanted. They got a chance to pull it within 7, maybe 6 here with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Yarbrough on the outside. Acted as if he was going to shoot the three from about 27 feet. Riley Milan didn't really fight on the fake. Now a pass down low to Willman from the outside. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out left side to Voss. Voss trying to go around Egyptiaco. Initiates the contact. A foul on the floor before he got the shot up, which went in. But the foul will be on the floor. Just the first? Yeah, first of the second half on the Silver Streaks. And the first of the game on Alex Egyptiaco. Two Sterling players. And DeMarco Harden in for the Streaks. Jordan and Aponte sit down for Sterling while Milan gets a breather for the Streaks. One team foul each, 2:07 to go in the third quarter. 36-27, the Gillsburg lead. Schilling back into the game. Inbounds right wing to Yarbrough. Now has it to our right, just inside the right sideline. Yarbrough trying to find Voss cutting in from the top down to the right side of the lane. Works around the screen to the free throw line. A little hesitation dribble. Takes it in from the left side but missed the layup. Jalen McCants with his 10th rebound. Tries to bounce pass it through the lane in transition. Sterling intercepted it and got it right back. On the left side, it goes out to Yarbrough. Shoots the three. That's a long rebound out into the hands of Sterling. Came back up with it. Thought it was going to be Eric Price.
It was Willman that came up with it.
But it was Willman. Who apparently got it away. Now Voss on the right side with under a minute and a half to go, third quarter. Freed up around the screen. Misses the three. Jalen has a hand on the rebound. Tips it out to Alex Egyptiaco. Streaks on the run. Dre in from the right side with a layup.
Big basket to get us back into a double-digit lead.
He was going 100 miles an hour into the basket and then finished it off with a nice little soft bank shot. Willman with it on the right elbow. Working against Eric Price. Goes to the left. Trying to get around Eric, down to the low block, steps back, banks it up and in on a fadeaway.
And Willman's a quality ball player and a clutch ball player. He's made a number of key shots here in this third period.
Yeah, 7 points in the third period, 9 for the game. That's that championship mentality that a kid like Trevor Willman on that football
team.
And
that is real, Brad. That is real.
Final 40 seconds of the third quarter. Streaks with a 9-point lead, 38-29, and Eric Price dribbling all the way back out to half court. Let's see if they're going to try to hold this down all the way down to the final shot like they did at the half. Eric steps inside the arc, now backs it all the way up to the volleyball line and all the way up into the corner in front of the scoring table with 24 seconds to go. Donovan Jones will come out and get close enough to initiate the count. Eric dribbles out of it, and now he's going to back it up into the corner with 13 seconds to go.
Another big possession here if we can score it.
Reverses behind him to DeMarco Harden with 9 seconds to go. Onto the wing, Alex. Up to DeMarco. Now Eric comes out with it for 5. Gives it off to Alex. Back up top. DeMarco's going to shoot the 3.
Hits! Big time! DeMarco got knocked down. He drained the long 3 at
the
buzzer.
Big time! And the Streaks lead 41-29 heading to the fourth quarter in the title game at Taylorville. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Normally, car buying is a headache, but Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, explains how he and his crew do things differently, a lot differently.
You're going to steer the ship, and you're not going to have to do anything you don't want to do, look at anything you don't want to look at, or be told anything you don't want to hear. We're just going to give it to you straight, very transparently, with everything in black and white on a piece of paper, no tricks, no three-card Monte shell games. It's all going to be very easy to deal with, and at the end, you're going to feel comfortable with that.
Easy, comfortable, and dare we say fun. It's a different kind of car buying experience. See for yourself at Galesburg Toyota. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Three quarters gone in the championship game at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Two Western Big Six teams going at it like a Western Big Six conference game. And the Streaks take a 12-point lead into the fourth quarter, 41-29 over Sterling. Golden Warriors with the ball. Voss in from the left side. And a foul called against the Silver Streaks. That'll be the second of the game on Alex Egyptiaco. They were trying to set that one up, isolating him and giving him an opportunity to go one-on-one, and it paid off.
And only the second foul of the half if the board is right.
That's correct. Both on Alex Egyptiaco. Voss to the free throw line, hits the front of the rim. That, to me, is an energy free throw right there, just clanged off the front of the rim.
And absolutely, and that's one thing I've noticed. Shots are a little shorter now. Legs are going, and that's where you get the good length on your jump shot.
That's Voss's first point of the second half. He knocks down the second free throw. 41-30, Silver Streaks by 11. We're just underway in the final quarter at Taylorville. Again, the Golden Warriors have played for the championship all 4 years they've been down here at Taylorville. They've won a couple. They lost last year to Taylorville. Trailing the Streaks by 11 here. Pass to the left side, DeMarco on the wing. Up top, Dre's going to square for three. That one's off the front of the rim. Rebound on the run, Voss. To the left side, cutting in Schilling. Cut off on the baseline, now out to Jordan. Fades with a teardrop from about 15 feet. The rebound off Jalen McCants, out to Yarbrough, who hit an open three.
That rebound, that offensive rebound to keep the possession alive.
Yep.
You're a little bit out of position, and they knock down that three there.
41-33, Streaks by eight. 7 minutes to play in the game. Eric Price into traffic. Kicks it out to Alex Egyptiaco. Alex looks over the defense. Now gets it into the hands of Brother Dre. DeMarco Harden, the only substitution for the Silver Streaks in the second half. Alex tries to get into the corner. Tough pass on the floor. Knocked away from Jalen. A fight for it. Jordan on the floor comes up with it for Sterling. 10 Galesburg turnovers. Schilling into the front court. Sterling with the ball, trailing by 8. Jordan down the left side of the lane.
Oh,
blocked by
McCants.
Out of nowhere from the backside. Blocked it. And Alex comes up with a loose ball rebound. His seventh of the game. Jordan got around Alex. Now at the other end, Price with a jump stop. Bats the rebound out to Harden, who hits.
Big time play of keeping that alive there. Terrific sequence again. That's championship type of play there by the Silver Streaks.
Back to a 10-point lead and a timeout by Sterling. 43-33 Silver Streaks, 6:11 to play in the game. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville. All week in a 2018 Nissan Kicks XR, and again listed at just under $19,000 sale price, a little under $13,000 in mileage. Highway mileage is terrific; averages 36 miles per gallon. Might even be a little bit more on this trip that we've made this weekend.
We've really we've not had to use much gas.
Spent a lot of time on the highway, haven't we?
Yes, we sure have.
And 31 miles per gallon in the city, and again, it qualifies for that great lifetime warranty. And be sure to go to Galesburg Nissan's website. We know they'll be closed tomorrow, but there's a ton of year-end opportunities. If you go to their website and just check out some of the selection, you might want to get out there on Monday before the year comes to an end and take advantage of either this Nissan Kicks or any of the other many terrific year-end
deals. Two more days.
And check it out at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, corner of Henderson Street and Carl Sandburg Drive in Galesburg.
Brad, this has been a terrific game. Well played, exciting. Very competitive.
Jordan on the right side going head-to-head against Jalen McCants. Now the freshman Schilling with it, working his way right to left, trying to get his way back up toward the arc, but he stops at the volleyball line. Jordan has to come out to take the pass away from him. Willman to the left side. It goes over to Voss on the wing. Entry pass down low, but Jordan pulls it back out to the wing. Jordan trying to work around the screen. Up top it goes to Schilling. Schilling wearing those pink shoes. They got a player on the Sterling bench wearing purple shoes as well. Here's a dribble drive and another block by McCants. This one goes out of bounds as Schilling tried to take it right at him, and that's going to be a losing battle most of the time. Jalen with, what, his third block of the game, I believe.
And just a tremendous rim protector there. I mean, if you come to the rim and beat somebody, he's there and going to block the shot more times than not.
Oh, very poetic of you there, Coach Cheeseman.
You know, you never know when you're going to have an accident.
Voss with a very short three from the top of the arc. There's DeMarco Harden with his second rebound. That was Voss's first shot of the second half. Here's Eric, hesitation drive down the lane, softly up, off balance with the left hand. His first basket of the second half.
Very tough shot,
16.
Too. But aggressive to the rim.
45-33, Silver Streaks by a dozen. Approaching the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Jordan has played under control after three fouls in the first half. He got around Jalen on the outside and then got the shot up before Jalen could block it.
And he's a good player. He's going to get his points there, and that's a nice move.
45-35, Silver Streaks by 10.
Continue to stay in the moment. Run good offense and continue to grind on the defensive end and the clock. The game's getting shortened each possession.
Eric Price in the front court corner. Dribbles. Defense stops him. Pulls it back out to Jalen McCants. Winding down toward the 4.5 minute mark of the game with the Streaks leading 45-35. In case you thought it was going to be 92-74 like it was almost 3 weeks ago.
No. Nope.
There was no way this game was going to be that. It's been intensely played and very entertaining. Drea Gypsyako, left side three, comes up a little bit short. Underneath the basket, Yarbrough with a rebound. Drea got a good open look at it. Just came up a little bit short. Voss up top to Yarbrough. Long three, line drive hits it. He's got 3 for 3 in the second half from behind the arc. 16 for the game now. 45-38, Sterling within 7. We knew they weren't going to go away, and Yarbrough can knock down shots from just about anywhere on the court, as he showed right there. Well, this is a situation where now you don't want to hold the ball too long and get out of your offense. Here's Eric with a dribble drive in from the right side. It got deflected right back to him on the shot clock.
Get something solid there. Here. Get something solid here within the offense here.
Dre on the outside. Now into the hands of McCants on the left elbow. 3.5 minutes to play. Jalen hasn't scored in the second half. He's only taken one shot. That's the kind of job Sterling has done on him defensively. Here's DeMarco again. A little bit short this time on the three-pointer. Rebound under the basket, Cooper Willman. Streaks can't settle for those shots if they're going to hold on to this win. Here's a dribble drive right side and attacking the basket of Ponte for his first basket of the game. And just like that, Sterling within 5 now at 45-40. And the Streaks call timeout with 3:11 to play in the game. Full timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Gillsburg.info. Recent winners include Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank, Gillsburg Community Chorus, and Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. To nominate your favorite, go to Gillsburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
45-40 is the Galesburg lead over Sterling. It has dwindled down to 5. Silver Streaks led by 12 at the end of the third quarter. And got the lead up to, it was still 12 at 45-33, and now the Golden Warriors have scored the last 7. They've taken advantage of, I'd say, maybe not the best shot selection by the Silver Streaks, and they've attacked the basket coming off the misses in that secondary break, and they've made this little run here.
Yes, they have, and again, we talked about limiting their runs. Good timeout by Coach Hart here. We need to make sure we have a really solid offensive possession here, and a basket would be terrific.
Riley Milan back into the game. So the 5 starters are on the floor for the Silver Streaks as we wind down this game. The 5 starters are on the floor for Sterling as well. 3 minutes to play and a 5-point Galesburg lead. Milan into the right corner. Eric Price. Eric drives baseline, cut off, spins out of it. Up top it goes to Alex Egyptiaco. Back to Eric at the top of the arc. Eric swings the ball down low. Now passes right side over to Alex. Jalen wandering baseline, left to right through the lane. They keep it on the perimeter to Dre. Down to 2:40 to go in the game. Eric in the midcourt circle. There's the opening. Takes it all the way.
Great.
A basket and a foul. They isolated for him, and Sterling left the lane wide open for Eric to run through it, and an and one.
Super recognition there by Eric, and he poured the Jets to it and finished and has a chance now to get us an eight-point lead again. A big basket there. We needed it. Let's convert here. Up and out, big man.
18 points for Price. Four here in the fourth quarter, and he missed a free throw badly. And Trevor Voss with his fifth rebound for Sterling. Three-possession game here, up seven, as we go wind under 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Trevor Jordan up top, 6'5", bounce pass. They go back door, and the layup perfectly executed by Aponte. Back-to-back baskets for Noel Aponte, who'd been scoreless prior to scoring the last four for the Golden Warriors. Streaks got beat on the backdoor cut again. Lead is back to five. Price to the right side. Dribbled it off his foot. Saved it. Throws it behind into Dre Egyptiaco out of bounds. 11 turnovers on the Streaks, and that was not pretty.
No, that wasn't. Just tried to do a little too much there. And again, we turn it over. Lost balance there. Got to get a stop here. Got to get a stop. Not critical, but be of help here.
Don't give up. Oh, here's a tip from Jalen into the backcourt. Chases down Jordan, who gets to it first. Now he
gotta
reverses. Streaks have numbers. Jordan down the lane. Floats it up with the right hand, but missed it. Riley Milan with the rebound. Big miss by Sterling and a big break for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, they had numbers there and had us on the run.
Down to a minute 40 to go in the game of a five-point Gelsberg lead, 47-42.
Can we take care of the ball here?
Alex Egyptiaco, bounce pass to brother Dre. Dribbles between two defenders, lost it, scoops it over to Milan on the baseline, back to Dre. They're going to foul him
right
away.
And they've got a lot of fouls to get
here.
Both
teams have a lot of fouls to get. That's only the third team foul on Sterling and two on the Streaks with 89 seconds to play.
Where you need to really take care of the ball here because they're going to go for these steals, and
yep.
If they don't, they're going to foul. So you have to really take care of the ball here.
DeMarco Harden going to check in for Alex Egyptiaco. Riley Milan will inbound from our left. Into the backcourt it goes to Eric Price. So Voss comes into the backcourt, fouls him right away. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to extend this game. Streaks took only, 3 seconds off the clock?
Yeah.
That's the fourth foul of the game on Trevor Voss.
And
Sterling doesn't want him to be the guy to foul.
No, and Brad, another situation here is we've got to make sure that we're running solid inbounds plays here because that's a dangerous time where an interception steal can be made.
And Price fouled immediately on the inbound by Schilling because Schilling came into the game for Voss, who sat down, and that'll be an offense for defense substitution. When Sterling next has the ball, they don't want him to foul out of the game. That's the fifth Sterling team foul. Inbound to Price, who got around his man, drives in from the left side, missed it, rebound on the weak side won't go, and the rebound tipped out to Trevor Jordan. He got two good looks at it, but couldn't knock down either one, and Sterling down five with the ball and a chance to make it a one-possession game, and they're going to call a timeout and get Trevor Voss back into the game with a minute 13 to play.
Yeah, we got everything we wanted there. Eric got to the rim, just couldn't get it to go. Hustled after his rebound, got an offensive stick back, just couldn't get that to go. Wasn't for lack of effort there. We got a guard here and do a good job and secure a rebound.
Sterling has one timeout remaining. 47-42 is the Silver Streaks lead with a minute 13 to play. Streaks have three timeouts. Only two team fouls on Gelsberg, five on Sterling. That time they didn't foul. And I think Eric was so intent on getting away from the defense and trying to attack the basket before they fouled him. And then when they didn't, I think he was anticipating the foul, and that made him alter his shot on the way up, dribbling in from the left side. Then he got the rebound on the weak side. His momentum carried him over right into the rebound on the weak side, and he couldn't hit that putback.
Yeah, and he's normally gold with those. Down here, we've got a guard. I'm sure Coach Hart is reminding about, shooters, also about getting beat with back doors. And then again, if they score, we've got to be ready for full court pressure here and have our press break prepared and ready.
Silver Streaks looking for their 13th victory of the season. This will be Aponte into the front court to Willman. Cooper Willman. They go down low to Jordan. He goes up and in. over Jalen, who got over there a step too late. Got caught on a screen on the weak side. It's a three-point game, 47-44. Jordan with four in the quarter, nine for the game. Dre up top over to Jalen. He's going to hold on to the ball with 51 seconds to go. Down low to Alex under the basket in the lane. Needs to get out of there. Passes it back out to Jalen, and they foul him immediately. That'll be the second foul on Cooper Willman. And one more foul needed by Sterling to put the streaks in the bonus with 44 seconds to play. Now DeMarco Harden going to check back in for Alex Egypciaco.
And a good foul shooter here and a good ball handler. Uh-huh. Be a little offense to defense, defense to offense substitution here on dead balls.
44 seconds to go. Riley on the inbound into the backcourt to Eric Price. Dribbles up court into the front court around Schilling. Goes for the steal, and now a foul late as Price passed the ball away, and they're going to call a foul on Noah Lapointe, and that's going to put Eric at the free throw line in a very important situation here. Eric, 2 out of 3 in this game, so matching the 67% free throw shooting mark that he had coming in. 18 points for the game and a 1-1 with 39 seconds to play, a 47-44 Galesburg lead. So Price is going to eye this one. Let's get a good form here, Eric. Try to ice this game away. It's a one-possession game right now. First one up, off the back iron. Jordan with a rebound. 7 rebounds in the game for Trevor Jordan. Sterling could get within one or tie it up here. Down to 30 seconds to go. Aponte out high to the right side. Willman. Willman just in front of us to the right. On our courtside position. Aponte on the right wing. Up top, Voss. Step back. 3 is going to be way short. Air ball under the basket. Blocked. Aponte came up with the offensive rebound. Streaks blocked it, got the rebound. Back at the other end, a rejection. And now Riley Milan gets grabbed from the backside by Noel Aponte. And that'll be a foul with 9.5 seconds to go. And Riley will shoot a 1-1. And if he knocks down the first one, that'll make it a 2-possession game. Second foul of the game on Noel Aponte. I was looking down, writing down what was going on my seat. Did Sterling get a block down here at the other end?
Got a block down here on the other end, and then Riley scrambled and got the possession out of it and then got fouled.
So the Streaks are going to call a timeout.
And the Streaks have an opportunity. Again, if you can knock down these free throws here, just make one of them and try to force them to use clock here, going, make them go a little bit east-west instead of north-south here. And you can absolutely sew this ball game up. Play your cards right here. Make these foul shots. Certainly make one of them.
9.5 seconds to go. Go ahead, Steve.
And he's got to obviously make the first one here for it to be any good at all, because we're in a 1-on-1 situation. And again, in this kind of situation that we're in, you go over the various scenarios and make points of emphasis within each scenario here, so that you're prepared for all the potential situations that are probable on the free throw and on the defensive end here. Sort of in football, down in distance and time, you're taking a look at those same kinds of things here with 9.5 to go in the game.
Moline, consolation title at the Pekin Holiday Tournament. Geneseo lost to East Dubuque up at DeKalb. Rock Island has played very well at the State Farm Holiday Classic yet again. Quincy lost a disappointing game to Madison down at Collinsville. They were leading Edwardsville tonight at last check. Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Milan to shoot the 1-1. 47-44 Streaks. Needs to get the first one, and he does.
Perfect.
Ice in his veins. Riley Milan, 7 out of 10 at the free throw line on the season. Knocks down the first one. Why not get the second one while you're at it, Riley? The 2-possession game, second one up, and rattles off and rolls away. Rebound Sterling into the front court, firing for 3. Yarbrough out of control under the basket. Jalen McCants with the rebound, and the Streaks are able to dribble out.
Great victory.
The championship.
Great victory by the Silver Streaks here tonight, and great poise down the stretch.
48-44, the final. Silver Streaks go to 13-2. Sterling's winning streak is over. They dropped a 9-4, and Galesburg wins the Taylorville Holiday Tournament for the fourth time in 9 years. 48-44 the final, and we'll take a timeout when we come back. Our postgame show, all the final statistics, the individual scoring, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and a word with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. Stay tuned for the postgame up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're all always one of a kind.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Midstate Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Midstate Manufacturing.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
The official WGIL forecast, showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with areas of fog. Temperatures rising to near 59. That's the high forecast for tomorrow. The chance of showers returning late in the afternoon. Showers before midnight tomorrow night, otherwise cloudy, a low of 31. Cloudy and breezy Monday, wind gusts near 30 miles an hour, a high of only 35. Same gusty winds Tuesday with clouds and a high of 33. Right now we're up to 55 degrees at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it here tonight 48-44. They are the Taylorville Holiday Tournament champions for 2019, and a great way to finish off the decade. Jalen McCants, Eric Price, among the players named to the all-tournament team. Sterling got two players as well, Noel Aponte and Trevor Voss. Let's see, we also had Bert Schneider from Taylorville. I'm trying to remember. Gabe Calhoun from Dunlap, I heard him mention.
And also, I thought Parmalee from Dunlap, too.
Parmalee from Dunlap was on there as well, and there's somebody else I'm missing. Oh, the young man from IBC was on the all-tournament team. I can't remember his name now. I got to look back to my scoring sheet to find a Holt Geltmaker. There
yes.
we go.
Yes.
So there's
Holt
your Geltmaker, eight members of
guard.
The all-tournament team. So 48-44, the Streaks win it here tonight and got outscored by eight in the fourth quarter. Not the kind of thing you look at and say, well, it's not exactly championship basketball, but you knew Sterling was going to make a run.
A run.
Good teams
ball.
Don't go away, so I think it is championship basketball in the sense that the Streaks were able to do what they needed to do down the stretch to preserve the victory.
And the last time that I remember or that I knew that you just wanted to have one more on the scoreboard than they did, and however you did that, that's what mattered. So, again, our ball club found a way here tonight, did a lot of things well, did a lot of things they needed to do in some tough situations to take another step up in their development here. Just a super tournament by the Streaks, and leave this part of the season, I think, hungry for more with areas that they can work on and shore up and continue to develop those things that they're doing so well. The future is very, very bright here as we move into the second half of the season.
You ready for some final stats? I have a
Absolutely.
Feeling Coach Ryan Hart's going to be out here quickly, so let's get to our final
sure.
numbers brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Shooting-wise, the Streaks were 18 out of 40 for 45%, 3 out of 11 with the three-point shot for 27%. Sterling, 17 out of 50, 34%, again, did a great job guarding them in the half court. And they got better in the second half, and you knew they would get better in the second half with their three ball. They're just too good a ball club and too good a shooting ball club with a three-point shot, and they ended up 5 out of 22 for 22%. But overall, just did a terrific job of forcing them to take shots on the run in a hurry from tough spots. Great defense there in the half court. Rebounding again, Streaks out rebound Sterling, who's a fine rebounding club, 36-24, and got a number of key rebounds on both ends of the floor. Again, we turned it over 11 times, and I know that's a concern for Coach Hart, a concern for us as well, especially in unforced situations. But again, made the plays and handled the ball when we needed to down the stretch. And Sterling did a super job with the basketball, only one turnover tonight. Just an exciting, well-played game, and as I said, a great climax of the first half of the season. Super, super accomplishment here by the Streaks.
And Coach Ryan Hart joins us now for our post-game.
And he's ready to get out of here, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I think we all are.
Yes.
Yeah, ready to get out and enjoy that nice spring-like weather, I think, more than anything. Coach, congratulations. What is your reaction? What is your level of pride in this team, the way they endured this and eked out a victory here and held off a run from Sterling that you knew was going to come?
Yeah, like I told him in the locker room, I'm like, you knew it was going to come, and you persevered at the end. You got a couple stops when you needed to, even though you allowed him to get a couple baskets here and there. And we made that one free throw at the end. Riley hit that one free throw.
Big time.
I mean, it pretty much
Sealed
locked it.
It
up there with
Sealed
9
it.
Seconds left. So, I mean, again, a lot to work on, but, I mean, they're tired. They're a tired group. They're mentally, physically, so... end result, 48-44.
Well, to me, that speaks to the level of championship basketball that I think you look for as a head coach, because we knew Sterling was tired, too. You got two teams playing their toughest game of the entire tournament at the point of the tournament when they have maybe the least amount left in the tank to give, and yet they found enough in the tank to continue to give it.
Yeah,
that third quarter was really intense and really incredibly well played by the Streaks, I thought.
And we even won that quarter, too,
yeah.
Somehow, some way. I didn't think we played very well in the third quarter at all, but we made enough plays to where all of our deficiencies in those 8 minutes, we were able to end up getting an extra couple, 2-3 points, which we needed there in the fourth mm-hmm. quarter when it came down to. They knocked down some shots in the fourth quarter. They ran a couple plays, got a couple layups. I mean, just tired,
that's going to happen.
Tired
yeah.
defense is what it was
yeah,
on our end.
That's going to happen.
And we were just trying to make sure we were running our offense, trying to get good looks at the rim instead of crappy shots for all intent and purposes. I mean, we had a couple that were just not acceptable, basically. But, I mean, like I said, end of the day, we came through, we made the plays we needed to, and we got the win.
I mean, I thought our defense, even though you talked about there late that we, you know, we gave up some layups, and again, I think you attribute that to fatigue, but we really did a good job of bumping their cutters, on-ball defense against a really skilled offensive team. You've got to feel like that some of those things that you're concerned about, and you're going to be concerned about them again, but your defense, I thought, improved tonight in the half court, didn't it?
Yeah, well, shoot, we gave up 76 points last time we played them, but again, they were tired, so... I mean, we knew it was going to be a low-scoring game, and our magic number was 55. We thought if we can get 55, we'd be all right tonight. And, I mean, we really didn't even need to get to 55. We held them down 11 points less than what it was. So we came out. I mean, defensive effort was pretty there. Jalen had a couple decent blocks there.
Absolutely great rim protector.
And, I mean, we ended up getting the ball, and Eric made a couple good plays going to the rim. I mean, he's got to finish a little bit more, but other than that, I mean, those two had a heck of a tournament. The Twins, Riley, Marco when he was in there. I mean, all those guys, they all played well. I mean, they all played with energy, and they did what they were supposed to do.
Marco hit some big shots tonight. That three he hit in the third quarter to give us those extra points that you were mentioning at the end
and
of the quarter.
And he got fouled on the play, too. So.
Yeah, I noticed you talking to the officials about that when he got knocked
down. Yeah, he was knocked on his bottom there.
And then he hit a big open shot out here when Eric kept an offensive rebound alive.
Yeah, that was very good. That was very good. Yep.
Let's talk about what was the point I was going to bring up? Trevor Voss held him to 6 points tonight. That was a tremendous defensive effort and an individual. I know it wasn't an individual against him, but what you guys did against him and held him to only two shots in the second half, too, and one and pretty desperate chimes, too.
Yeah, and I mean, Aponte's been playing pretty good for him this whole tournament,
too. That's
right,
yeah.
So we had to make sure that we were guarding those two, and then five went off and scored some late threes. I mean, and we were even talking about in the huddle, we have to guard five. Well, next thing you know, he hits one from about 25 feet. It's like, you still got to get out and guard him. He hasn't really drove to the rim all night long, but he has made threes. So, I mean, it was a struggle all the way through. And it's going to be a struggle when we go up to Sterling to play him, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we could possibly play him four times this year. Depending.
We talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real possibility. Now, whether it comes to fruition or not, I mean, that remains to be seen come March time. But, I mean, the possibility is there. And, I mean, I feel like we should beat him all four times. But
I like that attitude.
We're going to have to play better than what we did tonight to beat him up there.
Well, here's the way I look at it. If we're playing him a fourth time,
it's in a sectional.
I will take that.
We'll take it.
Yes. That'll be the first game of sectional, I believe.
Right, yeah. So we would be perfectly happy with that. All right, so final thoughts as you guys get ready to hit the road here. Lessons learned here tonight from a team that is still learning as it goes.
That our older players still make the best decisions. I mean, the Twins played a heck of a game tonight. But there were a couple times that I got a little nervous when they had the ball. It was just like, Eric, Jalen, go get it. And, I mean, they eventually did that towards the end of the fourth quarter there. I mean, so that's senior leadership needs to come through.
Mm-hmm.
Younger kids, I mean, they're making strides. It's going to be good to go here once January, February roll around. And, I mean, we're 13-2, and, I mean, That's pretty good. It sounds
not a whole lot you can find wrong, and things like you said, I think you're saying.
Well,
it so
we
well.
Can find some stuff wrong.
I know you're
13-2 still sounds.
I know
pretty
that,
good.
And you've got things that you're going to work on, and you're really doing a great job of teaching, really teaching and explaining and breaking down things in a simple manner that these guys understand. Really effective.
Taking a break till after the new year now.
Yeah, we haven't even discussed that yet. We just wanted to get out of here as quick as possible.
Understood.
But. Boys are getting on the bus now, so time to get a little something to eat and then head back.
Have Coach Thompson text that picture to me that he took of the team with the plaque out here, would
okay.
you? We want to get that on our website.
I will.
Have a safe trip
Good
home.
Job,
Happy
Coach.
New Year, Coach.
Good job.
Thanks.
Congratulations on a big title here at Taylorville, 48-44 over Sterling. And the Streaks, as you heard Coach say, 13-2 on the season now. We'll take a break here. When we come back, go through our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Get ready to wrap things up from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks defeat Sterling 48-44 to win the 2019 Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Our postgame statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Steve, what do you show for numbers here? Or did we do that?
We did the numbers.
I didn't do the individual scoring.
You didn't do the individual scoring. That's the team numbers.
That's what it was. As I got through that, I thought, wait, I feel like we've done this already.
We've been here a long time.
Deja vu. All right, Isaiah Yarbrough, the leading scorer for Sterling with 16 points. Cooper Wellman, Trevor Jordan each had 9. Trevor Voss had 6. Noah Lapointe, 4. 44 points for Sterling, all of them coming from their starters. And the two all-tournament team players for Sterling were the lowest scorers among those five. That's the kind of job the Streaks did defensively. Now, don't overlook Sterling's defense, because you know what they did to Jalen McCants?
Kept him.
8 points.
Yep, kept
one shot in the second half.
From getting into double figures tonight.
But he did finish with 11 rebounds, which is just a little above his
key
average.
Blocks.
And Jalen, yeah, had some big blocks. Eric Price, the leading scorer tonight, 18 points.
And a wonderful pass down here on that triple team.
Dre Egypciaco, 9 points. DeMarco Harden, Alex Egypciaco each had 5. Riley Milan finished with 3. And I mentioned Jalen's 11 rebounds. Alex had 8 rebounds tonight. So some big numbers individually led to a 4-point victory for the Streaks.
Big team effort.
Wrap things up when we come back, including our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final thoughts from Taylorville coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yim & Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yim, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yim Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
48-44, Galesburg defeats Sterling to win the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Final thoughts on the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game here. There were some candidates at big times, but I guess there's really only sort of one key crunch time play of the game that we really have to go with, don't we, Steve?
And you're right. Lots and lots of contributors and in really key spots here tonight. But again, the real big key was Riley Milan's making that free throw there to basically seal the victory there with 9.5 to go and make it a two-possession game. And he knocked it down, and there was no doubt about it there. So great job by Riley Milan. He is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game here tonight in the championship game of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament.
And again, Eric Price and Jalen McCants on the all-tournament team for the Silver Streaks. So what do you take out of this, Coach, in terms of the growth of this team over these five games? I mean, you know, let's face it, the Streaks really weren't pressed in the first four games. This was the only game that they were really pushed at all, and it came right down to the wire. So that's good experience for them. And yet, in those games where you had big victories, you had a lot of moments where you got a lot of guys out there with some pretty important time. I mean, you've got your last unit, I guess, if you want to call it that. Streaks only have 13 players, so there really isn't a true third unit. You've just got, you know, the guys who see the least amount of time. And they were out there playing on the floor against Mount Zion's starters. So those are some of the kinds of things I look at, and I wonder, that's got to be a big help as the season goes along.
Absolutely. They're picking up that experience. It just gives you what I think I get out of this is we have developed a bunch of different weapons to play the game, both on the offensive end and the defensive end. And like all situations in life, the more options you have in any situation that are good, the better your chances of success are. And I saw so many different things that we can do well, so much that we've improved. Our chemistry is getting better all the time.
Yeah, that's
true. As long as our guys continue to work and not believe their press clippings and get too full of themselves here, this ball club, I think, is going to get better and better, and some wonderful things could happen.
So we appreciate you folks being with us here as we hit the 10 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us here for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball Tournament coverage from Taylorville these last 3 days. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed watching and telling you about it. And come on out and see these Silver Streaks play. They'll be home a week from yesterday Alleman will be the first game of the 2020 portion of the schedule, and that'll be a Western Big Six game coming up next Friday before the kids go back to school. And so come on out, your first chance to see the improvement that this team has made
right
since that last game against Moline.
They're exciting. They are exciting and certainly worth your time to come out and see these young men.
We'll see you after the calendar turns, partner.
Same to you, Brad.
That's Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman to my left. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball tonight. And hope you've enjoyed it. 48-44, the final over Sterling. Streaks for Taylorville Tournament champions. For Will, for Steve, I'm Brad Benowitz. Happy New Year. We'll see you next Friday night back home at John Thiel Gym against Alleman. Good night from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.